Welcome to Season 3 of Homeschool Talk with HCS. That's Heritage Christian School in San Diego, a private home education umbrella program, or PSP, serving homeschooling families nationwide since 1988. I am the show producer, Lilia Sepulveda. Now please welcome your host, HCS principal in the 30th year of her homeschooling journey, Vicki Sturmoen.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Homeschool Talk with HCS. I am your host, Vicki Sturmoen, and today I am joined by our registrar and assistant principal, Jane Richards, as we address a subject that comes up often when we meet with people looking into homeschooling and or hitting high school as a homeschooler for the first time, and that is the topic of accreditation. In today's podcast, we will discuss accreditation on three levels. First of all, what is it? Secondly, why aren't we? And third, does it matter? So let's start with what accreditation even is. And for that, I'd like to turn it over to Jane to address.
Hi. Yeah, I would like to just define what accreditation is. Accreditation is a review process to determine if educational programs meet defined standards of quality. It's a formal, independent verification that a program or institution, again, meets established quality standards and is competent to carry out specific conformity assessment tasks. Conformity assessment tasks may include, but are not limited to, testing, inspection, or certification. And accreditation is accrediting institutions, not curriculum. Curriculum is not the thing to be accredited.
Okay, importantly, before we move on, I want to stress a couple things she just mentioned that are significant as we go on in this discussion. And that is that accreditation is not a requirement, it's a voluntary process. And it's a process that invites an outside agency who aligns with the standards and content of public schools to then hold private schools to that same standard. Would that be a correct assessment, Jane?
Correct. Yes. Okay.
All right. So that actually pretty much answers in a nutshell our second question that we said we'd address, which is why aren't we, HCS, accredited? But there are a number of reasons why we cannot be accredited, but there's also a number of reasons why, even if we could, we would choose not to be accredited. But let's start with that first part. Jane, can you address the reasons why we as a school cannot be accredited?
Well, right. Well, the biggie is our teachers would have to be certified. And we have 380, close to 400 teachers. And that would have to be certified. And actually, we don't want to be. but they would also have to take a look at our curriculum. They would have to visit sites. They would have to look at all kinds of things and test our children, which we are not doing and we don't want to do.
So in terms of why we wouldn't, even if we could, be accredited, I hope after hearing everything she just said that that's kind of obvious. But basically, to be clear, we have no desire to have our biblically based curriculum be at all in a position of compromise by an outside agency making sure that we're teaching everything according to the secular standards imposed on public schools. We also don't believe that only certified teachers are the only ones who are capable of teaching our children. In fact, I would go even further and say that from a biblical perspective, parents are the ones charged with educating their children, not the other way around. And that doesn't necessarily mean parents are the only teachers of their children, but it certainly means that parents are the ones in charge, delegating on their terms and having the final say on all decisions that need to be made regarding their children's education. Parents would definitely lose that ability in an accredited situation. So for the last question, does it really matter? Jane, can you share what the, I guess, quote unquote, downsides are if you are attending an unaccredited school?
Right. Well, we're talking about high school here. Elementary public schools are accredited, but as far as transferring and that kind of thing, it doesn't really matter. But for high schoolers, if your student transfers into a public high school from a non-accredited school, their credits could be questioned. In extreme cases, some credits earned while homeschooling may be denied. However, in my years as registrar, I've had very few instances where schools have contacted me in regard to a student's coursework or anything noted on their transcript. Since homeschooling has become more and more popular over the years, colleges and universities readily accept students from non-accredited schools.
Okay, let's talk about that. Your kids can't go to college if they don't graduate from an unaccredited school myth. First of all, that is in fact a myth. Jane, you would agree with that?
Yes, definitely. Okay.
So we have had students graduating from HCS for decades, literally, and going straight into four-year colleges and universities. In fact, as we've been talking about this topic more, we've made an addition to the website that you may or may not have noticed. But if you haven't, I would encourage you to go to the homepage of our website and scroll down about three quarters of the way down the page. We now have a scrolling list of colleges that our students have gotten into directly from graduating from Heritage. This does not include those who have gone on to junior colleges and then transferred. That's kind of much a given. You can go to junior college kind of no matter where you graduate or even without graduating. But for those who have graduated from Heritage and gone straight to a four-year college or institution, what institutions are taking our students? And there's a scrolling list right there on the homepage of the website. We'll be adding to that list in the weeks to come as we send out a survey to our existing membership. What's listed there was just sent out to our alumni members, people who are no longer in the school but have graduated their children from here. So some of those go way back to when it was, frankly, a little bit more challenging. But all the colleges listed there have accepted Heritage students directly from Heritage, graduating from Heritage, an unaccredited school. So that is definitely a myth. If you are being told by someone your kids will never get into college if they graduate from an unaccredited school, that is simply not true. Go to the homepage of the website and take a look at all the colleges that are currently listed there, but all the ones that will be added there in the weeks to come as well. Now, before I throw this next comment out, I do want to preface it by saying that I personally am pro higher education. My kids do go to college, and that's something that we as a family value. However, the emphasis and priority on focusing on and even making radical decisions about where to go to high school because it may affect my child's ability to go to whatever college, I do believe is a wrong focus. When God gave us these children, He didn't provide a step-by-step instruction guide, which kind of would have been handy, but He absolutely did make abundantly clear what our priorities are in raising them. And those priorities did not include making compromises to ensure they get into a good secular college or even a good private college. His instructions were to teach and train them about Him, to tell them of His mercies and loving kindness, to instruct them on how to live a life that honors and pleases Him, to warn them against trying to fit in with the ungodly practices around them, to not learn from the ungodly, but rather surround themselves with true wisdom that can only be found in biblical education. Be sure you're not throwing out those clear God-given instructions for His children because society is telling you need to do something different to get into a good college. One, that's not even true. And two, it really is the wrong priority. Another thing I want to draw your attention to is current pending legislation that will directly affect all accredited schools if this bill passes and becomes law. I'm just going to read directly from the Liberty Council. The Liberty Council is a Christian ministry that proclaims, advocates, supports, advances, and defends the good news that God, in the person of Jesus Christ, paid the penalty for our sins and offers forgiveness and eternal life to all who accept Him as Lord and Savior. Their mission statement is, quote, "Restoring the culture by advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family," end quote. So I'm just going to, earlier this month on September 8th, they wrote a blog on what's happening with HR 15, and I'm just going to go ahead and read the summary from that blog post. Quote, The LGBTQ lobby has targeted Christian schools for destruction using the so-called Equality Act to force all Christian schools, pre-K through college, to accept all aspects of the LGBTQ agenda or be stripped of accreditation and face lawsuits and persecution from the U.S. Department of Justice. The bill passed the House in 2019 and 2021. It was reintroduced on June 21st, 2023 in the House of Representatives and Senate. And now H.R. 15 already has 212 Democrat co-sponsors in the House. All they need to pass this bill is six Republicans to sign on. With Congress back in session, H.R. 15 is a high priority for LGBTQ advocates. If this bill is signed into law, it would be a devastating blow to religious freedom and Christian education in America that would be very difficult to recover from, end quote. Notice the hold over even Christian schools that H.R. 15 has. Schools will lose their accreditation if they do not fall in line and teach whatever the secular agenda is for the day, in this case, infusing all levels of curriculum, pre-K through college, with LGBTQ propaganda in an effort to normalize such practices. Well, you can't threaten to take something away from someone who never had it to begin with, leaving unaccredited private schools free to continue to educate their students according to biblical standards rather than worldly standards. If this passes, accredited private schools across the country are going to have to make some really tough decisions. If this passes, I believe the prevailing question for Christian parents is no longer going to be, is the school I'm sending my kid to accredited, but rather, should I even be sending my kid to an accredited school? Jane, do you have any final words on this topic?
Well, it's an excellent topic, and Vicki, you did a good job of outlining H.R. 15. It's an incredibly dangerous, horrifying bill. So we can all do our part on that. But what I wanted to also just reiterate is what Vicki said earlier about educating our children. We need to educate our children to love and honor the Lord, and also, in addition to, but certainly not as importantly, is to educate our children to understand the world and the world in which they're going to grow up in. And one of those ways that we do that is using good curriculum. And just back to the curriculum and the accredited, not accredited, but the curriculum itself, like we said earlier, is not accredited. And to get into, currently, to get into accredited colleges, they want to see a series of A to G courses. Those are the series of courses that are college prep level, and they're history, math, science, language, a language other than English, visual and performing arts, and electives. And if you're following that college-bound projection with good college prep high school courses, your students are not going to have a problem getting into school, if that's what you choose to do. And also if H.R. 15 doesn't pass. But so we're working on that. But just to say, for planning out your high school years, just use those good series of college prep courses that are follow the A to G outline, which you can find on our high school handbook. And you can contact me if you want to know any more information about that.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jane. And thank you for all the help that you give our students in making sure their high school course will provide them with options after graduating from here and being able to go on to college. You do a great job and have helped a lot of people get there, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
And now for the Heritage Happenings portion of the show. The course of study Entering Open House is happening in the office on Tuesday, September 26th. Stop by anytime between 10 and 3 and get help from someone on staff to enter your course of study if you haven't already done so. As a reminder, the due date for the course of study is October 2nd. There will be late fees assigned after that, and your HSL account will be parked, so be sure to get that done. Our mom's Bunko Night is happening on Thursday, September 28th. Be sure to sign up for that on HSL. If you're a new mom, you do not need to bring anything. If you're a returning mom, please bring something to share. Coffee and water will be provided. If you have a senior this year, there are some important yearbook deadlines coming up on the 30th, including senior pictures, bios, and senior ads if you're purchasing one of those. See the newsletter for all information on that. Speaking of yearbook, as a reminder, the price for the yearbook goes up on October 28th. If you haven't already ordered your book yet, you may want to do so soon before you forget and end up paying higher than you intended to pay for it. Follow the link on the newsletter or visit the yearbook page on the website. Well, that's it for today. Be sure to reach out and let us know if you need anything from us. Have a great week, everyone.